Leadership teams. A leadership team comprises senior executives responsible for overseeing different divisions or units within a company, guided by the CEO or equivalent executive. However, many of these teams encounter dysfunctionality. Instead of prioritizing the organization's well-being, senior leaders often operate in isolated silos, undermining overall effectiveness. While individually successful and capable, they diminish their impact by engaging in internal competition. The primary challenges faced by leadership teams stem from strained relationships among leaders and a lack of accountability. Surprisingly, less than 15% of leaders report serious efforts within their organizations to cultivate a cohesive leadership team. In today's challenging landscape, most individuals require the support of a collaborative peer group to thrive. While leadership teams typically form organically, akin to sports teams, any company can cultivate a strong leadership team. An essential first step is initiating discussions among fellow leaders to assess the organization's culture and core competencies. This groundwork lays the foundation for building a cohesive and effective leadership team. Enhance leadership team effectiveness. Leaders often attend classes or seminars only to find little opportunity to implement what they've learned upon returning to their usual environments. To develop a more effective leadership team, consider it a collaborative effort and prioritize it among your other challenges. Start by assessing team members to ensure their commitment to this goal. Clearly articulate the reasons for change, identify the key drivers, typically the CEO and several top leaders, and communicate your objectives to gain broader support from leaders across the organization. Listen attentively to your team's ideas and concerns, incorporating them into a compelling case for change. Remember, a day or two off-site won't work miracles. Instead, schedule regular meetings to facilitate 6 structured, intentional conversations. 6 game-changing conversations. All companies are unique, but certain principles are universally effective. By applying these principles to your specific situation, you can build a robust leadership team. Regularly engaging in these conversations can benefit every organization. 1. Ambition conversations. Initiate discussions about the future direction of the organization with your leaders. Similar to the ancient Maasai community in Kenya, where regular gatherings focused on shaping the tribe's destiny, engaging in ambition conversations can help cultivate shared aspirations. For instance, when faced with the challenges of modern society, the Maasai community resolved to build schools to prepare the next generation. In the corporate context, these conversations aim to establish ambitious and inspiring objectives that unite the entire organization. Leaders should engage in open discussions, seeking to understand the underlying motivations behind proposed goals. Instead of solely focusing on financial metrics, prioritize goals that resonate emotionally and set tangible targets. It's essential to ensure that these objectives align with the organization's capabilities and delegate authority accordingly. Encourage individuals to envision the achievement of these goals, fostering resilience and commitment to their realization. 2. Relationship conversations. Establishing trust, respect, and understanding among senior leaders is crucial for effective leadership. Begin by focusing on the shared goals identified in your ambition conversations. As leaders develop mutual trust, their discussions will evolve into authentic dialogues about the human aspects of leadership. Creating a safe environment within the organization encourages the growth of mutual trust and respect, leading to more productive, honest, and open conversations. This environment allows leaders to be less defensive, address challenging topics, and resolve issues more efficiently. Consequently, CEOs spend less time resolving disputes, and employees tend to emulate their leaders' positive behaviors. 3. Priority conversations. Understanding your priorities provides your team and organization with a clear direction. Just like the Maasai community values family, community, and mutual support, having a set of priorities is a compass for your organization. Priority conversations involve evaluating opportunities and challenges and aligning them with your shared goals and ambitions. While it may be challenging to prioritize among numerous projects, leadership teams should focus on no more than 7 priorities at a time. Everyone in the organization should clearly define and easily understand these priorities. Avoid vague priorities like customer focus. Instead, Ensure that every employee can articulate how their work contributes to each priority. 4. Accountability conversations. When multiple leaders work together towards a goal, accountability becomes a shared responsibility known as collective accountability. This collective approach can lead to remarkable achievements, allowing teams to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. Accountability conversations are essential for ensuring alignment among team members. It's crucial not to rush into group thinking. Instead, prioritize thorough discussions, even if they are time-consuming and challenging. Leaders must fully commit to decisions and take ownership of their outcomes. Those unwilling to do so should reconsider their role within the team. While it's possible to accommodate differing opinions to some extent, persistent dissent may necessitate parting ways. However, accountability conversations should not be about assigning blame after the fact. Instead, establish clear accountabilities before embarking on any initiative and use them as learning opportunities to improve future outcomes. 5. Delivery conversations. The Maasai people, known for their traditional craftsmanship, have adapted to modern times by importing shoes instead of crafting them locally. Similarly, successful groups maintain their core values while adopting new ways to uphold them. Utilize delivery conversations to help your leadership team identify the best approaches for implementing its initiatives. To deliver on the strategies developed in ambition and priority conversations, you must rally people around those plans and create conducive conditions for successful execution. Focus on 3 key delivery imperatives. First, identify the people you need to engage, both internally and externally, ensuring that no one is left out. Once you know who to engage, get them on board through various means, such as training, reassignments, promotions, or dismissals, to ensure you have the right people in the right positions. Engage with people on a human and emotional level to gain their support, whether they are employees, partners, suppliers, or other stakeholders. The CEO and other leaders must demonstrate the behaviors needed to communicate the strategy and goals effectively. Cultivate a company culture that aligns with the strategic goals, creating a shared focus across the organization. Aligning middle managers, supervisors, and the entire company around a few key priorities may take time and effort. Still, once everyone is on board, you can delegate responsibilities down the chain and grant people more autonomy, leading to faster and better results. 6. Learning conversations. Maasai boys embarked on solitary journeys into the wilderness armed with only a spear, aiming to either bring back a dead lion or face the consequences for centuries. This ancient rite marked their transition from boyhood to manhood. However, even such deeply ingrained traditions evolved. Through learning conversations, the Maasai community recognized the challenges faced by wild lions and the importance of conservation. These conversations led to a compromise where, today, groups of 10 boys hunt one lion. Looking ahead, the community plans to abandon lion hunting altogether and adopt new rituals. Despite centuries-old traditions and strong beliefs, the community creates unity by embracing shared learning. Learning conversations are instrumental for organizations to adapt to new circumstances and formulate effective responses. They encourage participants to reflect on their roles and overcome biases and resistance to change. Individuals often seek information that confirms their existing beliefs, especially in group settings. Therefore, learning conversations aims to promote objective dialogue and information sharing to create a comprehensive understanding of issues. By engaging in these conversations, participants develop the ability to consider alternative perspectives and broaden their viewpoints as trust and mutual understanding grow. Effective tools for team success. When leadership teams collaborate effectively, they can overcome significant challenges. However, many teams need to break old habits and change their behaviors, which is often met with strong resistance. Yet, just as individuals can drop bad habits, motivated leadership team members can also change. Several tools and techniques can facilitate the 6 crucial conversations. 1. Ambition conversation. Start discussions about transformational goals using the ambition line. Picture a line representing where the team is now and where it could be after achieving a transformational goal. Each member selects a point on the line that reflects their belief in the organization's realistic progress and explains their choice. Throughout the discussion, encourage members to adjust their position on the line. Continued dialogue helps the team move toward a grander, yet achievable, shared ambition. 2. Relationship conversations. Try utilizing speed feedback, a method where participants write individual notes detailing how each colleague contributes positively and hinders their progress, along with suggestions for improvement. These notes are then shared during the meeting, with participants engaging in paired discussions for 30 minutes each. After each member has had their one-on-one sessions, the group reconvenes to discuss insights gained and agreed upon actions. 3. Priority conversations. Develop a priority matrix to facilitate discussions around organizational priorities. Create 4 boxes representing the impact and implementation difficulty of each priority, ranging from low to high. Participants individually fill in these boxes and then collectively use sticky notes to place them on a group grid. This visual aid helps guide discussions and decision-making regarding the assignment of responsibilities. 4. Accountability conversations. Utilize the ladder of ownership, which outlines steps from sabotage, resistance, and apathy to surrender, compliance, buy-in, and alignment to identify decision-making patterns within your team. Discuss the outcomes of these patterns and encourage a shift towards buy-in and alignment. Each team member should consider their role in taking ownership of team decisions. 5. Delivery conversations. Implement the Project Charter tool to gain support and agreement for leaders and teams responsible for delivery. Following priority conversations, create a one-page summary detailing objectives, key deliverables, measures and targets, risks and dependencies, resources, and stakeholders. This summary helps clarify roles and expectations. 6. Learning conversations. Engage in structured dialogue to explore issues, gain a holistic perspective, and reach a common understanding. Collaborate with a facilitator to establish a dialogue that encourages collaboration, open-mindedness, and active listening. Evaluate team interactions to identify strengths and areas for improvement. Key points. 1. Collaboration and trust among senior leaders are essential for firm success. 2. A unified leadership team with mutual respect and accountability can achieve remarkable feats. 3. Establishing a robust leadership team requires dedication but yields significant benefits. 4. Empower leadership teams through transformative conversations for organizational growth. 5. Ambition conversations bloom shared, inspiring organizational goals. 6. Relationship conversations build trust and understanding among senior leaders. 7. Priority, accountability, delivery, and learning conversations drive consensus, responsibility, execution, and adaptability, respectively.